Viewings, Tommy McNeil with the worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sending the director of the Mossad Foreign Intelligence Agency to ceasefire negotiations in Qatar in a sign of progress in talks on the war in Gaza. It was not immediately clear on Saturday when David Barney would travel to Qatar's capital for the latest round of indirect talks between Israel and Hamas militant group, but there is U.S. pressure for a deal before the U.S. presidential inauguration on January 20th. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on Western allies warning Hezbollah against escalating the fight with Israel.
Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the US or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former US diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And what appears to be a warning to the West, Russia has begun military drills with the use of tactical nuclear weapons. AP correspondent Harriet Morris reports on how they could be used on the battlefield.
These weapons can be very small and therefore discreetly carried in a truck or plane. They're designed to be used against troops on the battlefield. Tactical nuclear weapons have never been used in combat. They're also not regulated by international arms control agreements.
That is AP correspondent Harriet Morris reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Firefighters continue racing to cut off spreading wildfires before potentially strong winds return that could push the flames toward the world-famous J. Paul Getty Museum and the University of California, Los Angeles. At the same time, new evacuation warnings are leaving more homeowners on edge. The blazes have killed at least 16 people in obliterated neighborhoods. The two black boxes on the Jeju Airjet involved in the worst aviation disaster on South Korean soil stopped recording about 4 minutes before the accident that killed 179 people. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah.
The Ministry of Transport added authorities now plan to investigate why they stopped recording. It's a setback for investigators who believe the flight data and cockpit voice recorders were key to finding the cause of the worst aviation disaster on South Korean soil. The plane, which had departed the Thai capital Bangkok for Muan in southwestern South Korea on December 29th, crash-landed and burst into flames after overshooting the regional airport's runway. Just minutes before the crash, the pilot reported a bird strike. Two cabin crew survived and 179 people were killed. The recovered voice recorder was initially analyzed in South Korea, but when data was found to be missing, it was sent to a U.S. laboratory.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith, who led the federal cases against Donald Trump on charges of trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat and mishandling of classified documents, has resigned as the Republican president-elect prepares to return to the White House. Reuters' Lisa Bernard has this report.
Smith's resignation came Friday and was relayed in a footnote in a court filing on Saturday to U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon. The filing requested she lift her court order blocking the release of Smith's final report. Smith saw both cases grind to a halt after a Trump-appointed judge in Florida dismissed one, and the U.S. Supreme Court found that former presidents have sweeping immunity from prosecution for official acts. While not unexpected, his departure is another marker of the collapse of the criminal cases against Trump, which could end without any legal consequences for the incoming president, who will be sworn in on January 20th.
An investigation and cleanup effort continue in Strasbourg in eastern France after two trams collided, injuring dozens of people.
One of the trams appeared to have derailed as a result of the impact. BFMTV reported that the crash occurred after one of the trams switched tracks and collided with a stationary tram at Strasbourg's central station. The Bas-Rhin region's fire and rescue service asked people to avoid the area to facilitate access for emergency services. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.